The island is beautiful because of the $13+ million invested in this jewel, and it continues to get better. And I know Michelle Hodges, and for that matter, the originator of this whole thing, Sarah Early, who was there last night at the grand premiere, are thrilled with what has taken place here and how it continues to get better. It's going to be a great weekend of racing. Today, free pre-day is sold out. Now, I know it sounds funny to say something that's free is sold out, but that's the best way for me to get the point across that there aren't any other tickets available for today. However, tickets are available for tomorrow and Sunday at DetroitGP.com. And man, is there a lot planned for Saturday and Sunday. And very happy about it, with a big smile on her face, Laura Clouser is here, a GM Sports Car Program Manager overseeing the Cadillac and Corvette programs. Nice to meet you, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You're right. The weather is perfect. I wish it just stay like this for the whole day.
I hope that it'll stay like this for the whole weekend. But whatever happens, it'll come and go quickly. If there are any showers, we know that. It'll just wash off the track. I don't know what the Ann keeps track of this. We're not going to have any rain problems, are we, per se, for the weekend? She doesn't think so. She keeps track of all that. I don't keep track of the weather because there's not a thing you can do about it.
It's
you
true.
Know what I mean? So I got enough I have to worry about. And here's what you're concerned about. Cadillac was it. I mean, in racing, they were undefeated for years. And then something happened in 2019. The racers got foot cramps or something. They couldn't press down, couldn't put the pedal to the metal. So you're in it to win it now, Laura. You're saying we're going to get that back and start that stream of wins again.
Absolutely. It was a big disappointment in 19 when we were not at the top step in front of that beautiful fountain over there. So we had won in our prototype class for 7 straight years at Detroit, which, you know, is always great being in the home race. And
shadow of the world headquarters. And
exactly.
I happen to see, in fact, I can see right now, Mary is there with a telescope, and she's watching everything that's happening.
You know, no joke, Mark Royce's office in the Rensen looks over Belle Isle.
Oh,
so
boy.
He probably could, with the right, you know, equipment, take a peek at what's going on. And although he's usually here with us.
Right,
so,
right.
But, yeah, no, it's our mission to get that back. This is our race, not theirs.
In it to win it in Detroit, and the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. Team Lear doing a great job. They were well represented to Ray and Maria last night at the big event. Everybody's excited about what's going on. No one more than you, Laura, because you have a couple of things you have to settle. And one of them is with the Cadillac, and one of the things you're excited about as a Corvette owner is the fact that we haven't had Corvettes on this track since 08, and we've never had the C8R. Did I get all the things right?
Oh, yes.
We've never had the C8R on the track in racing, and we will now.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a long time. Typically, we're over in France getting ready for the 24 Hours of Le Mans right now, and that's why Corvette has not been on Belle Isle for as many years as it hasn't. But because of COVID, they change the schedules, and it seems like every time you think the schedule's set, they're changing it
again.
Well,
that's in life. We're all kind of used to that. That's the truth.
Exactly. But we're going to be racing the 24 Hours of Le Mans in August this year, which opened up this weekend, and we were finally able to run the cars at home. And it's so exciting because, obviously, this is the home to Chevrolet, but it's also home to the team. They're up in New Hudson. And just being able to be in the backyard of friends and family and your own houses and to have that experience with everyone, it's so exciting. So we're thrilled to have the cars here. We hope that the fans love seeing them. They look beautiful. You can't miss them.
Laura Clouser, you're a C6 Corvette owner. You
yes.
participate in not timed but high-performance events. But will you pass up the opportunity that all the people that bring their Corvettes for the Corral or their Cadillac Vs to the Corral, when both Saturday and Sunday they get a chance to take their own car around the track, will you do that?
No.
Oh, come on!
Unfortunately, my schedule's a little busy for that, and actually, I volunteered to grab one of my coworkers on the way in, so we couldn't bring the Corvette. We had to seat more than three. My husband comes down with me as well, and he's actually taking pictures of that, though, so he'll be out there getting all of the owners in their cars But I'll be cheering them on because it's always fun to see them around the track, and we know that's such a thrill to get the chance to put your own car on the same circuit that the race cars are and to have that experience, not quite at speed, but
no, thank goodness.
But to see what they see and from their perspective, it's such a neat experience, and I highly encourage anyone who has the opportunity to do it. And maybe they'll let me sneak on with the golf cart or something and take a quick spin around.
Not the same as in your Corvette, but be that as it may, I know you're in it to win it, and I want you to get that string of wins, that winning tradition back for Cadillac, so we wish you well, and I know how important that is to you, and for all the other folks that will be indeed taking their own Cadillac out there or their own Corvette out there. It's going to be a great weekend. So anything else, Laura, that we should know?
Just come down and see us. This is the event of the year, in my opinion, for Detroit. So, and if the weather cooperates in everything, I think they're going to see a great show. Saturday's when our cars race. Indy's on Saturday and Sunday. So, obviously, Saturday's my favorite day. But, you know, if you want to come see fast cars, walk around the paddock. Oh, that's exciting, too. We haven't had fans with us since January of 2020, and it is so exciting to see people again coming through the paddock and people getting excited.